Hello and welcome. My name is Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. My mission in life is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Today, we're talking about one of the more difficult skills a salesperson has to develop, and that's the ability to negotiate. Oftentimes, I'm asked to train a sales team in the area of negotiating. Typically, this means negotiating around price resistance, or more specifically, how to not drop the price to get the sale. While that is an important skill, I have found negotiating and closing skills, specifically handling objections, is accomplished way before the customer is ever at the point of bartering or resisting. Most salespeople ask, you know, what do I do when the customer can buy it cheaper somewhere else? Well, my response to that is that you need to be in the objection handling game way before your customer ever hits you with that resistance. Well, there's a new book out by Chris Voss. It's a national bestseller. It's titled Never Split the Difference. Chris was a lead hostage negotiator for the FBI for many years. He got a start as a police officer and then went into being a hostage negotiator. And in his book, he walks you step by step through some of the tensest negotiations in his long career as one of the leading negotiators. While he isn't in sales, he's definitely doing everything in his power to sell the hostage takers on a nonviolent ending. Imagine the result isn't just a sale, it's somebody gets to live. Chris then walks you through how these lessons are directly applicable to business negotiations like we run into on the farm or when selling an agribusiness. I encourage you to find a copy of the book or get the audio version and listen along as you drive. The stories alone are so unbelievably fascinating, it's worth it just for them. However, I think you'll find dozens of applicable tips and tactics for helping you negotiate in sales. Here are the top three that I found out of this material. Well, number one, get to know quickly. Now, this may sound strange, and I've actually added it to my sales workshops, but Chris explains that saying yes is a commitment and can feel risky. Saying no gives the customer a feeling of being in control and allows them to drop their defensive guard. Many of us grew up in sales on the concept of getting to yes, and we don't take no for an answer. Well, Chris offers a counter to that strategy. As negotiations had stalled in many of his standoffs, he would arrive and shift the feeling of power to the hostage taker by allowing them to say no on several areas. Once they felt Chris was allowing this no from them, they felt like they were in control. This then allowed Chris to negotiate and keep the conversation moving. Well, number two, use what and how questions instead of why. This is a real eye-opener for me, as I love to ask why questions, mostly because I love to learn and find it's easiest to just ask why. Chris explains that when you ask someone, like a customer, why do you buy from that company, you are basically asking the customer to defend their actions. Think about it. If someone asks you why you drive a Chevy or a Ford pickup, you immediately go into the defend mode and explain why it's better than the other brand. However, if you change that why to a what, how, or when style question, they don't seem as accusatory. Examples might be, how long have you been driving a Chevy? Have you ever driven other brands? What is it that drew you to this brand, etc.? Going through the Six Sigma training, we were taught why analysis, which recommends asking why up to five times, which allows you to get to the root of any problem, decision, or action. It's a great exercise for internal discovery, but maybe not the best approach to customers. We definitely want to know why a customer buys from a certain vendor, but we just need to adjust the approach of the question. Well, the number three tactic that I really loved in this book was he focused a lot of time on listening skills. It was loaded with examples of good listening skills and things to do. He explains how critical it is to keep them talking. His initial goal when going in is discovery. He puts great effort into uncovering what the problem is and why they took hostages. To do that, he explains, they need to be talking. Well, how similar is this to a farm call? Your initial steps are discovery, trying to uncover what problems this producer might have. And you know you can't listen if you're talking. Well, Chris goes on to explain that when he is the lead negotiator on the phone, there are an additional 5 to 10 agents listening in on the call. Once the call ends, they gather together and discuss what they heard. While on the phone, he is busy trying to focus on the hostage taker and keeping the conversation flowing. He will often miss things that are said and will miss opportunities for follow-up questions. These extra sets of ears on the call help catch the subtle aspects of the negotiation. As a sales coach on thousands of ride-along sessions, I have seen this firsthand. The scene of a sale on a farm call is a very busy environment. You have an active conversation that you are working to keep going. In the meantime, you're juggling with paperwork and iPads and computers and your phone and the customer's paperwork, interruptions from farm employees, family members, and even the farm dog is trying to get petted. Add the weather and some interrupting phone calls the customer keeps taking, and you can easily see how valuable it would be for an extra set of eyes and ears to help you with a sales call. While we can't have 5 to 10 people on a sales call, you can bring along a peer once in a while, your manager, a tech person, or maybe even a coach, and I know a good one to recommend if you don't have one. Immediately after the sales call, pull over and do a debrief of the call. Ask your observer to give you feedback on what they saw and heard. You would be amazed at the number of times when a salesperson misses an opportunity due to the busyness of a sales call. Well, fortunately, the outcomes of our negotiations aren't nearly as life-threatening as those of a hostage negotiator. However, they are very important skills for you to learn, practice, and develop on your way to growing your territory. So pick up a copy today and start your journey to improve your negotiating skills. I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to being the best ag sales professional you can be. If you ever have topics you'd like to hear about, or if you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please reach out. We're always looking for new ideas and new guests. And as always, you can access more blog articles and training opportunities on my website at gregmartinelli.net. That's www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.